From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting thousands of Syrians have fled Aleppo to escape Russian aerial attacks. The Turkish Humanitarian Relief Foundation charity said that 50,000 refugees had arrived at the Syrian-Turkish border. Ankara closed its crossing point, and it was not clear if any of them would be allowed to enter. The charity said it is setting up tent camps in Syria near the border to provide temporary shelter. Turkey, which has already taken in more than 2.5 million Syrians since the Syrian civil war began nearly 5 years ago, said that thousands more are currently on the way, toward its border. The latest stream of refugees trying to escape Syria occurs as government troops, supported by massive Russian airstrikes, launched attacks in northern Syria aimed at encircling Aleppo. The Russian Defense Ministry said its fighter jets had hit 875 targets in Syria this week, including airstrikes in the northern offensive. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says a UN panel's finding that he has been arbitrarily detained is a vindication. Speaking from the balcony of the Ecuadorian embassy in London, Assange said the ruling is a victory.
This is a victory that cannot be denied. It is a victory of historical importance, not just for me, for my family, for my children, but for the independence of the UN system.
British officials have dismissed the UN ruling, saying they will arrest Assange if he leaves the embassy. Sweden wants Assange for investigation of rape, an allegation he denies.